from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Sault Ste. Marie, and good afternoon, Carrie.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Well, we have a lot to talk about because the temperatures have warmed to the point where you have some good news for our shippers and our others who use the locks, eh?
I do. So the Sault locks are going to open early this year for the 2025 shipping season, and we will open March 21st at 8 a.m. instead of at 12:01 p.m. on March 25th.
All right, so a few extra days. You feel, or have you heard that there's going to be those some takers that will come in those early days?
Sure. So we haven't heard of any ships that are currently on their way, but we're sure that they will be in a few days. And we're positive that we'll have at least one waiting on the wall for the opening. I do want to mention that the Seaway, so the St. Lawrence Seaway opens up on March 22nd, which is one day after us. And the kind of the reason for us opening early to provide relief to the increased pressure that the Great Lakes navigation system will face with the influx of foreign vessels once the Seaway opens.
Okay. So this is a little early for the Sault locks, but you close for a reason in the winter time. So let's talk a little about what was accomplished over the winter, maintenance-wise, and we'll talk about the new lock in a little bit.
Sure. So we do close down for 10 weeks every year, and that's usually, or not usually, but always in the most tough time of winter, and we're federally regulated to close during that 10-week period. This year, we had a very extreme winter, a lot of snow, a lot of cold temperatures. But our crews did a really good job accelerating some work up front to optimize the short time available, and they were able to complete fabricating and replacing some anchorages on one of our gates, commissioning the temporary dewatering system, filling in non-operational ship restor recesses on the downstream or east end, flushing and cleaning the hydraulic systems for the rehabilitated ship arrestor systems. We did some rehabilitation to our navigation buttons where the ships moor to, and we removed some underground storage tanks and repaired the winterwork bridge recesses.
They deserve big kudos, don't they, for working in those kind of conditions?
They do. It was a really one of a probably not the most snow that the Sault's ever seen, but in the recent years, the most we've seen in a long time.
So give me an update before we close this interview on what the plans are for the new Sault lock. Everything still on target? I know there were some things done behind the scenes even during the winter, right?
Yeah, so the new lock at the Sault project has been ongoing even throughout the winter period. If you were to drive into Sault Ste. Marie right now, you would see a brand new tower crane that was erected just last week. The project will see three tower cranes, and that will help the contractor move materials to and from places like rebar. So it's pretty exciting to see those. They've done a lot of work on the new pump well, and that pump well will service all three locks, including the new lock when it's completed. And they've done some filling in of the Davis lock chamber and quite a bit of demolition of the Sabin lock chamber.
Still on target long-term for completion?
Yep, still on target to be completed in 2030. And that is, you know, as long as we get fully funded throughout the project in favorable weather, but still on track to be complete in 2030.
And my last question is visitor center. I know a lot of people will be interested to know what the plans are for the schedule for that.
Sure. So our viewing, or the park and the viewing platform will be open starting at 7:30 a.m. on March 21st to allow visitors to welcome the first ship. And then the visitor center will host its annual open house for the public starting at 9 a.m. And closing at 3 p.m. on March 21st. And then if you cannot make it in person, we will also host our annual Facebook Live of the events, and that would be on our Detroit District Facebook page, so USAFE Detroit District, and that will start promptly at 7:55 a.m. And be complete when the first ship is fully locked through.
Kerry Fox with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, been good enough to spend time with us. We appreciate it, and let's have a good shipping season.
Great. Thank you, Jack.